Good job, tonight, everyone. Now, I think you have all deserved a good rest. I will see you all in the morning. Sleep tight. Don't get too many bites. Alright. Not you, Caro. Is everything all right? You know you can tell Papa, see? Well, I noticed, I couldn't help but notice that you seemed a little distracted, perhaps, on stage. You feeling okay? I'm not asking for apologies. You didn't mess anything up, just you seemed a little, in your head. Perhaps a little lower energy than usual, but it wasn't anything bad. I didn't bring it up to make you feel guilty. Tesoro, please. I noticed does not mean that the audience noticed, and if they did, they will forgive. They all seem to clearly be having a wonderful time. My biggest concern is for you to be okay. Would you walk back to my room with me? And you are free to decide whether you would like to enter the room with me. But walk with me, perhaps? You could take my arm if you'd like. Oh, you could take a lot more than that. Sure, we can walk. It is a... cute to get you flustered or annoyed with me, either works, whatever you say. Do you really not want to tell me what is going on? I mean, you don't have to. I don't exactly know what, well, or if ghoul brains work any differently to ours. But I presume from what I know about you and the others that they're not too dissimilar. You have emotions and feelings and desires. And, likes, dislikes, and still, it is possible for you to get upset and stressed. I haven't been putting too much pressure on you, have I? Oh... even if it has not to do with me, I would like to help. It would not be a waste of my time. I enjoy getting to spend time with you, making you feel good, better, well, healthy, pleased, and... I enjoy spending time with you. I do keep telling you, you sort of are my favorite. despite the fact that I'm not meant to have them. That's what my brothers always tell me, but pretty sure they broke rules too, so... Whatever it is, the offer is still there if you would like any help or any distraction. You haven't let me down, dear one. Please. I am not upset with you or disappointed. I do not think anybody else is. But if you are worried about such things, I am your papa. And so, mine is the only opinion that you should care about. Or at least the opinion you should hold in the highest regard. And you believe in me, that I am right, that I would be truthful with you. Whatever anybody else thinks, there is nothing wrong with you. And even if you have these negative feelings inside, I do not know what I can do to help persuade you of this fact. Just try and remember that I care about you very much and am not upset with you. Proud of you. You always do such a good job. I don't see what you're stressing about. Look, we're almost at the door. I can offer you this. You can come inside and fall straight to sleep if that's what you want. You can go back to your room. But also, if you are seriously that worried that you have upset me, that I am mad with you, that you feel guilt, you may come into my room for a, shall we say, a confessional. Confess to me whatever is on your mind, and I can make it very worth you. You will be bestowed upon with pleasure for your confessions. For it is a noble thing to do. Confess to your papa. So, what do you say? You accept. You always add so much fun to my evenings. Shall we? And bearing in mind that whilst during this scene, but a real confessional all the same, I'm in charge. See? You trust me. And, well, I am your papa, therefore. I will act above you, but if you want to stop at any time, we can. This is not some sort of a punishment or reward, Point is, we stop anytime. You understand this? You know what to say. Good. So, strip. You don't need me to ask a second time, do you? I want you fully unclothed. I will wait. I'm going to sit here in this chair and watch. And well, you may feel embarrassed. Remember that you wanted this. You wanted me to see how sorry you were. Yes? You want to make it up to me. So, don't cover yourself up. Always so beautiful. Now, I'm going to spread my legs. Is somebody eager? Don't want you on your knees just yet. So, I want you to sit between my legs, on the chair, your back against my chest. There you are. I assure you, you fit, do not worry. Now, I'm going to slip my hand between your thighs into your little sensitive parts and stroke and rub, and you are going to talk. Tell me what you are worried about. What do you feel you've done wrong, and I will absolve you. But speak clearly. Try not to stumble. Or stutter. Or moan. Not that I will stop you from making noises, but I need you to use your words. So swollen down here. No, I don't think I will take the gloves off. I quite like the thrill of touching you with them on. Besides, why should you get Papa's skin against you? Don't you need to earn that? So, little, what is weighing on your mind? See, it is a shame that others do not appreciate and see in front of them what I see. Someone so wonderful, impressive, not just beautiful on the outside, but on the inside too. Poor thing. You have to learn to ignore all the opinions of her. Idiotas. Stupid people. They are not worth your time. So, and so, tell me, what is it you are feeling guilty about? You want to feel alleviated that I truly forgive you, yes? Then, let me give you pleasure. Take it from me. And tell me. Confess what you think are your sins. Though to me, I do not see that you have committed any. But all the same, makes you feel better. Doing so well. Caro. So good for me. I would like it if you were to come on my fingers. Do you think that you can? It's okay if not, but to prove that I absolve you from your sins, if that is a comfort to you, you sweet, sweet little ghoul. So loyal. Good. Now free from what you regard as sins, I forgive you. The only sins in you, in both of us. Or the ones that we should have. The ones such as this. Whatever in it. In the pleasure that my touch brings. And come for me. Come on. You can do it. Then, was that so hard? So good. Relax back into me. How do you feel? A little blissed out. Always so obedient after an orgasm. So I do have another request of you. I have a feeling sometimes when you are this far into your head that this alone might not have been enough to convince you. That you are good. So, I would like you to get on your knees. Take my cock out of my pants and take it into your mouth. And suck me off until I calm down your throat. You will swallow all of it and then you will keep my cock in your mouth. Will I do some... Light. What are you doing? Oh, and when will I be done with you? Technically never, but in terms of tonight. If my cock gets hot again in your throat, you are free to try and milk another orgasm out of me, but I'm not too bothered about that. And this is about you feeling so blissed out in your brain, submissive, focused on being good. The weight of my cock in your mouth that you no longer remember stressing about anything. Always stop when your knees can't take the floor anymore. Though we could always move to the bed. Or we could always move. To the bed, you could lay on your stomach. Then kneel down, take my cock out, Not even needing to wait for me to tell you to take it in your mouth. So good for me. All you need to focus on sucking me off, and when I come, swallow it. Yeah. So eager and well behaved. Just let me focus on my reading. And you stay there. Like a pet. Beloved little pet goon. Such a good job. So cool. And when I calm down your throat, you will know that you are forgiven. Getting so talented at this. There you go. Oh, this would be so tempting to grab your head, but no. not tonight. About to come, and I want you to swallow every last drop. Am I understood? That's it. Let's see. Every drop, that's it. Good. So good for me. Just stay down there. When I'm tired and wish to retire to bed, you can get up. For now, you can stay put, can't you? Oh my cock for me.